creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
You're listening to Culture Click and our series on the Winona State University Winona Works Project, with interviews conducted by students in the Counselor Education Department. The project reflects and brings awareness to the diversity of Winona's working community. Today we speak to a senior at Winona State University that works at a residential home.
It's really rewarding knowing that you're doing something to help someone's life and to create more of an independent life for them.
Learn more about Winona's working community today on Culture Click.
Hi, thank you for participating in this study. Before we begin with the interview, would you like to tell me a little about yourself?
My name is Whitney. I'm a senior at Winona State University, and my major is elementary education with an emphasis on early childhood development.
With that major, would you like to describe your current employment position?
I currently work at HCO at a residential home, and I work with people who have developmental disabilities, and my job is to kind of help them with their independence to become more independent and do things on their own and not have someone to, do things for them on a daily basis.
What are some of the common developmental or mental disabilities that you work with?
It varies from like Down syndrome to multiple sclerosis and bipolar disorder and different forms of autism and dementia.
All right, and do you enjoy work going there?
I do enjoy it. I really like the relationships that I've created with the people I work with, not only the staff, but also my clients that I work with.
In relation to working there and working with your co-workers, in what ways do your work duties and your work environment affect your well-being?
It's definitely made me more aware of being patient and not necessarily judging a book by its cover, so to say, like getting to know the person for who they are rather than what they look like.
Yeah, that's important when working with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about your personal journey that has led you to the position you're in today.
Well, I've always known that I wanted to help people in some way, and I really want to make a difference in the community that I'm in at this time, and I think that doing my part and being able to let these people have a role in the community means a lot, and so that's what I'm trying to do right now.
How do you feel you impact the Winona community through your work?
Well, that's a good one. I think by being out in the community, people see that people with developmental disabilities can do a lot of the same things we can, and they like to go to the movies, they like bowling, they like going to eat, they like doing a lot of the things that we like to do. So being able to incorporate them in the community is just, I guess, letting them become more present in the community.
What are some of the favorite activities that you enjoy doing with them?
I like to go bowling with them. They have a lot of fun. And I like to go swimming with them. They really like to go swim. And I like to go to their monthly dances they have. It's a lot of fun.
And those activities, they enjoy doing those as
well? Yeah, they really like them. Like, the ladies have a choice of doing whatever they want, or like the activities that they want. So we try and kind of give them the opt of like letting them know what they can do. And they really like going to all their social events. They have more of a social life than I do at this time.
And how does it make you feel when you're taking them on these little excursions?
It makes me feel good. I really like to like just make jokes with them and just like talk with them like I would a friend, and they really enjoy that personal relationship that you have with them, and you can share a lot of things with them and joke around and just, you know, be yourself.
So you have good bonds with the ladies you work with?
I think so.
That's good. It's important. Mm-hmm. How would Winona be different if your job didn't exist?
I think it would be missing out on a lot of things we bring to the community, like new members of the community. And, you know, they do a lot of things within the community, like they have a play that they make annually, every fall and every spring. And, you know, the community really enjoys going to those things, and people that are disabled just have just as much say in being in the community as other members, and I think it's important to let them be integrated and have like some, they can make choices within the community and be just a part of Winona as you and me are at this time.
Yeah, so what I get from what you're saying is you feel like if your job wasn't available, you feel like other members of the community wouldn't see that individuals with disabilities can be integrated than they are just like everyone else.
Without my job, I don't necessarily know if like the people I work with would be able to go into the community as much as they do. And so they wouldn't be able to feel that kind of community, like small town togetherness.
Tell me about the skills and attributes you use or have for this position.
Let's see, what do I do? I try and be as open-minded as I can with the ladies and kind of feel like I'm a pretty good listener, so when they have a bad day or whenever they need someone to talk to, I feel like I have an ear for them and they can always feel that they could talk to me. I try and make light of situations. I make them laugh. I'm pretty funny, I think, and I try and create new ways to do things that or like to do the activities that would be not as much as a hassle as they could be. Like I'm quick on my toes on what to think, on what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about what kind of things you do that help them? Creative kind of things you do?
I currently work with a lady who really likes to paint, and so we take her to craft stores where she can create her own paintings, and they're up in our house and they're everywhere, and we try and expose the ladies as much different things that they could possibly do rather than being in the constant routine. So we like to, you know, we like to have them do something artistic or play games or we like go to movies. So I mean, we just try and expose them to different things rather than having them do the same thing over like routines.
That's good. And what's your favorite way to hang out with them and way to teach them and talk to them, getting across to them?
I honestly think just by being there for them creates that bond that you have with them, and it makes it easier for you to do different things with them and create that kind of, I guess, that like artsy bond, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like you giving them options and they having a trusting relationship with you would much rather take your opinion or would take your opinion rather than someone they didn't trust or know or anything.
So it's good that you guys have trusting relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty much crucial when working with people.
Yeah, I mean, you're helping them create their independence. So you have to be willing to get to know these people and get to know who they are personally and know what they like and know what they don't like and things that make them upset, things that make them happy. You can do a lot with just listening to them and just spending time with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you find challenging in your position?
It's really hard to get to things on time. No matter how hard you try, the majority of the times we're late. So just being able to kind of take a step back and just let things happen rather than just trying to like force them to happen. And I have to step down from my time level and be on their time. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't be on my time. I have to be on their time. So just being on time and there are times where I definitely felt I needed to be more patient with things. I mean, sometimes it's difficult to take things that happen at work and not take them personally, and just being patient with that and being just overall a patient person. And that's been like a constant thing that I've been working on.
And with challenges, there's always rewards too. Mm-hmm. What do you find satisfying or rewarding?
That no matter how many bad days I have, the best days that I have at work are the greatest days at work, and it kind of just erases all the bad days. So being able to just have one really good day, and it totally changes your whole mindset when you come to work, and you feel more positive about going in there and helping them and just interacting with them.
Could you give me an example of a really good day that you've had recently?
All the ladies came home from work and were in really awesome moods, and the entire night they were just making jokes and laughing with each other and playing games with each other and, helping each other when they needed something done and helping put away dishes after dinner and just being in a really positive mood and making each other feel like best friends and best roommates.
And it made you feel good?
Mm-hmm. It's really nice to see how they interact, and then in turn they treat me better. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel good when we can just, I'm working with them, but we can like goof off and have fun at the same time.
How has your current employment affected your personal life?
It's definitely made me take a step back and realize how I like do a lot of things on my own. I can choose to go out whenever I want to. I can do whatever I want, and I don't have to have someone schedule me an appointment to go somewhere or schedule me on a date or whatever. So being able to just like freely live and not be on a schedule, it's made me realize that I have to be really patient, or more patient, and learn how to just be a calm and patient person overall.
How about your employment and your social life? How has that affected that?
It hasn't really affected my social life, other than I just try and be patient with my friends and just not take things so seriously.
And lastly, how has your current work affected your family life?
Not really. It hasn't really affected my family life. I tell them a lot about the good times that I have at work, and they like enjoy me being happy with what I'm doing and with my job, and them knowing that I feel like I'm making a difference in something they enjoy. So it's just kind of like we're more together now, since we can like talk about things and
they can get a feel for what you do.
Yeah.
If there were any changes you would make in your occupation, what would they be and why, if there is any?
I wish that we wouldn't have so many budget cuts within our company. Like, it's not only like hurting my paycheck, but it's hurting a lot of funding that can go to the company for different trips that the clients do, like going to camps and going on like vacations and stuff together. Like, it kind of hinders on their kind of recreational time, and I wish that wasn't happening, because I mean, they want to be in the community just as much as we do, and want to do things and want to like be able to enjoy themselves, and it's hard when we can't fund that.
Does that affect you in a deep way too?
It makes me feel like I'm doing all this stuff that I want to do and like they can't, and it kind of makes me feel bad that I guess that I'm kind of enjoying what I'm doing and they're kind of stuck not being able to do things that they would necessarily want to do.
On a ending note, any other additional comments about your job? You seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's a great job. It's definitely, it's really rewarding knowing that you're doing something to help someone's life. and to create more of a independent life for them. And it's nice to know that they care about you just as much as you care about them.
All right, that sounds awesome.
Thanks.
We would like to take this opportunity to thank Whitney for sharing with the Winona Works Project and Culture Click. Another thank you goes out to the Department of Counselor Education at Winona State University. Thank you for your work on the Winona Works Project. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.